This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone lines are open this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Again, to get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. Telephone number for Klaus Financial right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637, and the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource to learn more about Klaus Financial. They're separate divisions. Also an opportunity to sign up for their weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Just scroll down towards the bottom right corner. You'll see that little envelope. It's a Stay Current. Right there, you can sign up and subscribe for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. As mentioned, joining us this morning, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Guys, how are we doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How are you?
Doing really well, CJ. Great to hear from you. Malia, how are you today?
Very good. Happy June.
Woohoo! Today is one of my favorite days, by the way, when it comes to the website. Malia, do you know why I like about once a quarter?
Because you're the only one that notices. We change it up every season.
Summer pictures are up at klausfinancial.com. And I'm going to give you guys this morning. There are, of course, the active folks, which I always love. But you got somebody in a bumper car. And I thought, I can relate to that couple there.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the watermelon kids.
My.
I thought those were cute.
Goodness, what a way to spend the day, and a perfect day for that. And again, check out the website, klausfinancial.com. Yeah, you don't have to worry about the photos. I love seeing the new stuff up at klausfinancial.com. Again, a fantastic website. Telephone number 608-442-5637. Speaking of fantastic things, we got a great topic ahead this morning, which is inheritance. If you inherit money, things you need to keep in mind. We're going to talk about that. Another fantastic thing is the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Going to do another one this week, a chance to win a fantastic prize. The folks from Klaus Financial have provided us a $25 gift card to Home Depot. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. A little tip, though, just to kind of a little cheat sheet here. If you listen closely to the show, typically both the question and answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, they come up in the program, so listen closely. Before we start talking about inheritance and things folks need to know, let's actually take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a great conversation about Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, and things you can do with conversions with Roths. So all things Roth, really important stuff to be aware of and how that might help you in your own financial planning. We also have introduced some small snippet conversations called Klaus Coffee Chats. Ooh. And we actually just released one on Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks and so forth. So you might want to check out our website and look up Klaus Coffee Chats, and you can find that under our resources. But so last week's question was surrounding the Roth 401k and traditional 401k world. And the question was, if you're under 50 years old, how much can you contribute in total to a Roth 401k or traditional 401k in 2022? So a shout out to our winner last week, Alice from Madison, correctly answered $20,500 is all that you can contribute if you're under 50 in 2022. So thanks for listening.
Great great question there, and great work, Alice. Don't forget, you have another opportunity this week as well to win a great prize from our folks, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Malia mentioned the website, klausfinancial.com. That's klausfinancial.com. Great website, great resource. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. And the number to get on the air with your question, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. As mentioned, we're going to talk this week about what happens when you inherit money. And I've got to guess there's a lot to this, isn't there, CJ?
There is, yeah. So obviously when a loved one passes away, it can be a super stressful and an emotional time. And for a lot of people, there's also the reality that they might be inheriting some money, which I'm sure they're grateful for, but it can, believe it or not, add to the stress because you're trying to grieve, but then you're also dealing with the inheritance itself. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. And to get us going, the Federal Reserve Board's Survey of Consumer Finances reports that on average, about 1.7 million households receive an inheritance each year. Of course, the amounts of that inheritance will vary, based on different circumstances. But in 2018, the Survey of Consumer Finances found that the median inheritance in the U.S. was $69,000. And an HSBC survey found that Americans currently in retirement expect to leave nearly $177,000 to their heirs. So what we're trying to match up here is the reality of what people are inheriting plus what current kind of living parents or grandparents expect to leave their family members. So today we want to offer some ideas of what to expect if this should happen to you, and then give you some tips to keep in mind if this plays out in your life. So step number one would be take time to grieve. Start there. And then look to understand the specifics of what you've inherited and the financial nuances associated with the inheritance. We'll see mistakes in this area in that people think, I'll grieve once I've dealt with the finances. And we get it. We understand. It's kind of like, you want to get all the things taken care of before you think about the death. But often this is a backwards way of doing it. You make poor decisions because the grief is bottled up inside of you. We would suggest take the time to grieve. You'll always have time thereafter to handle the inheritance. Step number two, get an original copy of the death certificate for each investment that you are the beneficiary of so that you can file the necessary paperwork. So if you have three or four accounts that you're going to be inheriting a portion of, get three or four original death certificates so that you'll have what you need as you go to fill out that claims paperwork. And then number three, contact a financial professional to guide you. Now, I'm sure some of you who don't know us are thinking, oh, that's such a self-serving comment. Listen, that doesn't have to be us. But I would suggest that if you haven't dealt with large dollars, or even if you have never dealt with an inheritance before, you're going to want to have either a financial advisor, your CPA, maybe your estate planning attorney. You're going to want to have a trusted financial partner that can help guide you to understand what's in front of you and the best way to kind of deal with it.
Really important stuff to keep in mind. Really great points there from CJ Kloss. Of course, joined by CJ and Malia, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Got a line open for you if you've got a question. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. So kind of guiding through this, obviously using care and caution as you kind of guide through that. And what about taxes on the inheritance? Is that something? And what other type of things should we be looking out for just as far as things to be careful about, Malia?
CJ said, pass the grief. That's really a big part of this. But then it's like, okay, what are we really dealing with? And how should we proceed? And again, the idea of speaking to someone who's been through this before, a financial professional, would probably be the way to go. The first thing we tell you is, this is especially good for Sean,
Yes. Resist
the urge to spend it all at once. Okay?
That happens?
Yeah, it happens. And according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, actually a third of the people that receive an inheritance spend all of it in the first 2 years. And we're not saying that you can't, but we're saying we would like you to really treat that inheritance generally as if it were your own money. And that's really, really important because we look at it at the money you're inheriting as a blessing, as you should. And so maybe this is the time for yourself that you're able to kind of stabilize your own foundation, pay off the right debts first, put something in emergency savings, and then next steps. So we just like to have a plan in place for you so that you don't maybe enhance already negative spending habits that you already maybe have. So then the biggest question, almost the first question out of everyone's mouth is, okay, do I have to pay taxes on this money? That's really, really an important question. And so this gets kind of down to the nitty gritty, and you need to understand that there is actually a federal estate tax. And so that tax is imposed by the U.S. tax system on the decedent's estate, and which is the source of your inheritance money, if the value exceeds a certain amount. And that value has wavered over the years. It was way back when, 25, 30 years ago, it was as low as $600,000 in a person's estate. And anything over that was taxable. Well, today, that number has greatly increased. And so the value of an estate in 2022 would have to exceed $12.06 million per individual for their estate for the federal estate taxes to be levied on it. And now those federal estate taxes are quite hefty. They're well over 40%. But again, the person you're inheriting the money from, only if their estate was over $12.06 million would there be federal estate taxes put on top of that. So if you get a married couple, you're talking about being able to shield more than $24 million before taxes actually are implemented. So again, this is federal. And another question always comes up, we're not going to get into heavy today, but there's also the annual gift exclusion amount, which is $16,000 in 2022. You can give away money to friends and family up to $16,000 per person. But these amounts will go towards that $12.06 million when you do pass away someday. Now, when we talk about state taxes, this is where things vary. There may be, depending on where you live when you die, there may be an inheritance tax in your own state. So FYI, Wisconsin, as of today, does not have an estate tax. And as of June of last year, only 17 states still do levy an inheritance tax. So that's really important for people to understand, not that you can plan where you're going to be necessarily. Income taxes, when we look at inheritance, with regards to your own income tax, we'll get into this in a minute, you're not going to necessarily pay any income tax on what you inherit unless it's coming from a specific type of an account. So first of all, one of the most common accounts people leave behind is an IRA. And so what happens is that IRA gets transferred into a beneficiary IRA, and that those taxes remain deferred until you have to start taking them out. And we'll get into that in a few minutes. Taxes will be paid as it comes out, and those will be attributed to your income. But when we talk about annuities, and we seem to be dealing with a lot of those right now, when you inherit an annuity, there very likely is going to be gain on that annuity, and you will be paying taxes on that. Mm-hmm. And so that's something interesting to understand, that it's not necessarily capital gains taxes, it's actually income taxes. So I just had a client this week who inherited $200,000, and the $100,000 of it is an annuity gain. So now all of a sudden, his income is going to be inflated by $100,000 of this annuity gain, and that's going to be put right on top of his income this year, which brings his bracket way up, and he's going to pay a lot more in taxes. So that's why we want to make sure, you know, you're looking at all these different accounts as they come in, and you're trying to figure out, what do I pay tax on? What do I don't have to pay tax on? Just understand, you need to go through it very carefully so you know what you're dealing with.
And Malay, you mentioned inheriting annuities. What about other retirement accounts and those type of things, tax-wise?
So the retirement accounts, they can just transfer over into a like account, as I said in an array. But let's say you inherit a house or stocks. There is a situation there that you get the stepped up basis for the day the person passes away. So if you sold it on that same day, you would not incur taxes generally. However, if you waited 6 months and the market was way up, you would pay taxes on that gain that happened from the day the person passed away to whenever you sold it, if there was in fact a gain. And those taxes would be capital gains. So important to understand the differences. And like I said, just be careful so you understand what you in particular are dealing with.
We'll get some more detail. So, oh, go ahead, CJ.
Sorry, Sean. Mm-hmm. By the way, remember when I said you should talk to a financial planner or an accountant?
Yes.
What Malia just went through is proof of that reality, right? It actually depends on what you're inheriting, what it's wrapped up inside of, if it's a retirement account or an annuity. And so unfortunately, you're really gonna wanna talk to somebody who knows what they're doing with inheritances before you just kind of jump in and create a mess.
And there's a lot to this, and we're gonna talk a little bit more about inheriting some of those retirement accounts. Also, say you inherit a house that's got a mortgage. What about that? We'll get the details from CJ Malia. We'll do that next. We'll also take your call. Phone lines are open, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Klaus Financial online, the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ Malia and you next as Money in Motion continues, right here on 1310 WIBA. A lot of great information this week from retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you missed any part of today's program or want to review or listen back to a previous show, you can always head on over to KlossFinancial.com and listen back to it. Again, that's KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. So we talk about retirement and inheriting retirement accounts. What's kind of that process then? Let's say I get inherit a 401k or an IRA. What should that first step be, or what's kind of the first place I should be starting?
Yeah, Malia hinted at this. The first step will be to set up a beneficiary, or what's known as an inherited IRA, so that the money can be transferred into the new account to preserve its tax-deferred status. Now, you do have the option of just liquidating your portion of that IRA from, say, your parent or grandparent, but upon doing, if it's a pre-tax retirement account, you will pay income taxes. Good news is, as a beneficiary of a retirement account, that age 59 and a half does not apply, so you don't pay a penalty, but you will pay income taxes. So often the first step is set up that inherited IRA, move the money into the inherited IRA so that you preserve the tax-deferred status, you can continue investing and growing in it, and then you can always pull out the money at any time without the penalty, regardless of your age. Now, there is an exception if you're a spouse and you put it into your own IRA and you're not 59 and a half, but that's a separate issue. Now, remember that any money in this type of an account has never been taxed, and therefore, as the money comes out, you will have to pay income taxes on it according to your own tax bracket. Now, some changes that were caused by the SECURE Act, again, our industry loves acronyms. SECURE Act is setting every community up for retirement enhancements, and this was passed a year or two ago. This has changed several aspects of retirement accounts as you inherit them. So if you're inheriting money on January 1st of 2020 or any time thereafter, the distribution rules have been changed in that you used to be able to, pre-2020, you used to be able to set up the inherited IRA and then stretch out the deferral over your life expectancy and just pull out minimum distributions as a non-spouse beneficiary. But now, as part of the SECURE Act, most people, not all, but most people will be required to pull out all of the money over a 10-year time frame. Therefore, it's known as they eliminated the full stretch capability of tax deferral. And instead, they said, hey, if you're not a spouse beneficiary or a minor beneficiary or other circumstances, if you're not one of those, then you're going to have to take it all out over 10 years. Now, you can take it out evenly over 10 years. You can take it out a little bit at the beginning, a little bit at the end, or you can take it all out in the 10th year. The IRS doesn't care so much about how you take it out, as much as making sure it's all out over the 10-year time frame. Now, any super nerds listening to us right now, this would be accountants, financial planners, there is some IRS chatter right now about possibly, depending upon how old the original grantor was, to actually have to have minimum distributions coming out each year. But we're not going to get into that. That's currently being debated amongst the IRS right now.
We'll save that for a future show for sure and get into that. We've got some more great questions to get to and, of course, great opportunity as well to learn more about Kloss Financial on the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. We're going to talk about if you inherit a house with a mortgage. How does that work? We'll get the details from CJ and Malia and do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do that next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. We'll get to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week in just a moment. One thing to talk about, though, because I mentioned it, and I think it's something that's on a lot of folks' mind, which is, say you inherit a house that's got a mortgage. What does that do, for example, for me? And what about inheritance affecting someone's own estate?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it comes up quite often. Obviously, as parents or grandparents, we don't want to leave family members with debt. But if you still have a mortgage and you were to die, the question is, what now? So I know we're running short on time, but a few important notes about this. If you inherit a house with a mortgage, then you also inherit the mortgage repayments. The bank has the right, actually, to request the payment of the loan in full from the beneficiary since you weren't the one that they originally made the agreement with for the mortgage. ideally you will have enough assets to just pay. So think of this as like a checking savings accounts to actually just pay off the mortgage so you can, you know, inherit the home and have more time to sell it. But again, don't freak out too much here, because often there is some equity inside of the home, hopefully, equity being the difference between the fair market value and the mortgage balance. And kind of worst case scenarios, you just sell the home, take the difference between the fair market value and the mortgage and distribute it amongst the beneficiaries. But where it gets very complicated is when the beneficiaries don't agree on what to do with the home and you don't have an estate plan telling them what to do. Right? You have one child saying, I really want to keep the home. And the other kids go, well, fine, then you're going to buy it from the estate. And they go, well, I can't afford to, and I can't get a mortgage. And oh boy, here we go. So anybody in a good estate planning attorney, good financial advisor, or accountant will say, this is one of the reasons why as you get deeper into retirement, we always talk about consolidate, simplify, diversify. Because ultimately, as part of that, if you've got a big real estate empire, with a bunch of mortgages, you want to start simplifying all of that, because if you leave that real estate empire with all those debts to beneficiaries, watch out, it's not going to be pretty. So here's a plug for estate planning. Make sure you go meet with your estate planning lawyer, make sure it says what it needs to get your power of attorney documents in place, and make sure you've taken those steps to leave your estate in a clean and orderly fashion to your beneficiaries.
Really important thing, and your beneficiaries will be very thankful that you did that stuff. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, you can learn more online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. You also want to hold on to that telephone number, because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Home Depot. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. True or false? In 2022, an individual can leave $12.06 million to their heirs and no federal estate or gift taxes will be owed. Telephone number 442-5637. First call at the Kloss Financial Office with that correct answer will win the prize, $25 gift card to Home Depot. As mentioned, that is their office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, it is always great talking to you guys. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks.
Take care, guys. He's back from the Big Apple. Mr. Kevin Clark joins us next here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.